Welcome to the Me Plus Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, Benita Bench, a coach for mothers, author, speaker, and mum of four boys. Me Plus Motherhood is for all mothers who want to reclaim me in motherhood. If you are ready to return to and love the new you, find your spark again, gain clarity and confidence, improve your mindset and give yourself permission for health and happiness, you're in the right place. Hello, hello, and welcome back for another episode of Me Plus Motherhood. In episode 7 today, we're talking about permission. Such an impactful topic. Something we probably don't talk about enough in everyday life, and also something we're not usually consciously aware of when we're withholding permission from ourselves. We can be great at giving permission to others, but not to ourselves, and simply just not being aware of it most of the time, or doing the work that's required to give ourselves permission. So that's what we're diving into. And can you believe it is the 30th of November 2022 today when this episode goes to air? It is hard to believe that there's only one more month left of this year. Wowzers. So I feel like this topic is actually really well suited to this time of year because there's lots of layers of shoulds and expectations and rituals and cultural traditions that we are exposed to and that we are conditioned to believe are true for us when we may not have actually done the work to explore what is right for us at this time of year. What do we need to give ourselves permission for in order to be really authentic and true to ourselves about what it is that we want and not just what is expected of us. So I want to invite you to consider for yourself right now, what do you need to give yourself permission to be, to do, to have, or to give? Really think about this. Really sit with it after this episode and explore this for yourself. What do you hear whispering quietly within you, waiting and wanting you to bring to life? And if you would only give yourself permission, what do you really desire? Interrupting your episode to share something exciting with you. They say raising a child takes a village, and I agree, but there's been many times in my motherhood experience when I've questioned, where is this village that I'm supposed to have? Maybe you have too. The thing is, none of us were ever meant to walk alone on the path to and through motherhood. And that's why I've created GLOW, a motherhood immersion. Yes, we'll talk about our families, but GLOW is all about nourishing you, the mother, because she who does the holding also needs to be held. GLOW is a $59 per month monthly membership that includes community, support and personal growth, a space where you will feel held, connected, supported and nourished to glow in motherhood from the inside out. Join now at benitabench.com/glow or the link is in the show notes. I'd love to welcome you in. This episode is a loving kick up the butt from me to put your needs first, to give yourself permission and not wait for a permission slip any longer. To give it to yourself. This is your life and you only get one shot at it. So it's time that you start writing out your own permission slips rather than waiting for them from someone else. Going back to what I was sharing just a moment ago about this being possibly even more relevant at this time of year and leading into the new year around all of the shoulds, expectations, where we place pressure on ourselves. Get really aware of where you're feeling a pull within your body, within your heart, within your mind. Where can you just feel something tugging at you? where you might be withholding permission for yourself. Perhaps it's that you don't want to actually go away for Christmas. Perhaps it's that you don't want your relatives giving your children a whole heap of gifts that you then need to find a home for, or that end up broken or being donated. Maybe it's something else that you actually truly want to ask for in terms of gift giving. Maybe you're really tired and you need to give yourself permission to actually have a rest, or to have a holiday, or to get away, or to just not do anything. Only you will know is what is true for you, but it's about listening, really listening to what it is that you need or that you want. So from an early age, we're taught by authoritative, is that how you say it, figures in our lives that we need permission to eat, to say, to do, or go to the things that we're wanting to. And I just think about this even with my children. Multiple times a day when they're home, the kids will ask, "Mom, can I have this? Can I eat that? Am I allowed to have this snack?" And we can just become very robotic and very not even really consciously aware of the system we might be creating within our children. Now, look, I'm an advocate for boundaries, and I'm an advocate for knowing where the line is and systems and rules. But I'm also hyper aware of instilling in my children this need to not trust themselves and to ask me for permission to do everything. So I guess this is the beauty of parenting and wanting to instill in your children this sense of independence and knowing what it is that they need while also having boundaries. So boundaries and discipline are obviously important for children, but if we're not careful, we can be slowly and steadily conditioned to rely on others for our decision making. We get used to asking for permission, and it becomes so normal and natural to us that we lose trust in ourselves. We get good at deferring to others, doing the right thing. I'm holding up, doing inverted commas with my fingers, if you could see me, and consistently putting the needs of others above our own, because we're not consciously choosing for ourselves. So we can end up with a book full of stories that we tell ourselves about who we are, what we can and can't do, when in fact what's really needed is firstly a decision, and secondly to give ourselves permission. So why do we withhold permission from ourselves? It ultimately comes back to our belief system formed over the years that often without being consciously aware of it, is ruling our life through our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And I'm going to talk through a couple of examples that might be relevant, or at least you will feel like you can, may not be exactly relevant to your life, but you could feel like you can relate to, where I'll offer the old story and the new story. So the old story might be, you want to go to bed earlier, but all you can see is stuff still to do everywhere. When you were growing up, your mum always got all the stuff done before she went to bed. And so whether you know it or not, you have a belief that you're not good enough if you don't get it all done. So a new story could be, you are good enough simply because you're alive and uniquely you. Give yourself permission to leave the stuff and go to bed when your body is telling you it needs rest. Number two, the old story. You want to buy that outfit that you love and will feel great, but you better not, because it feels too indulgent to spend money on you. You'll make do with what you've got, because that's what your family has always done, and the kids need new shoes. The new story. You are worthy of feeling good now. Life is about feeling good. Give yourself permission to find joy in buying and wearing the outfit. Number three, the old story. You want to explore a new business idea, but feel like you can't. It's safer and more secure to stick with your job, just like everyone says. The new story. Follow your heart's desire. There is a reason you are receiving this idea. Give yourself permission to pursue exploring it and start small. Number four, the old story. You love to sew, but you never get to it because there's always work to be done. It's so ingrained in you that the only way to get ahead in life is to work hard, and sitting doing something for enjoyment doesn't get you anywhere and pay the bills. New story. Give yourself permission. Start with 15 minutes a day and build the belief that it's safe for you to do the things that light you up. Simply because life is meant for joy and you have gifts to enjoy and offer the world. And lastly, number 5, the old story. You desperately want a night away but feel too guilty to ask for it and put the plans in place to allow it for yourself. Your big sister never left her children for a night just to have time for herself, so you dismiss the idea. The new story. You are worthy of space and taking care of your own health. And in fact, if you don't, you can't be the best version of yourself for you or your family. Book the motel, make the plans, give yourself permission. You'll be so much more fulfilled if you do. There's actually a full lesson devoted to decision and permission in my Illuminate coaching program. And giving myself permission is one of the most common and biggest breakthroughs that the mums I work with share in the program feedback. And there are women who've been through Illuminate who are still in my community and who I still am in contact with, who will say to me, and I hear the word permission in their language now, I gave myself permission to do this. So not only are they taking the action, which is amazing, that they're implementing and integrating permission into their world to do more of what they love, more of what they want, more of what's right for them, but they're actually aware of it now. They're picking themselves up on where they're not giving themselves permission and where they need to grant that permission. So it's incredibly rewarding for me to see that and to see the difference, the flow-on effect and the difference it makes in terms of their entire life. You are worthy, you are always enough, and you can give yourself permission without needing it from someone else. I'm going to say that again. You are worthy, you are always enough, and you can give yourself permission without needing it from someone else. But it starts with making a decision for you, prioritizing your needs and wants above all else. And decision is the first step. I'll give you an example. To write my book, The Art of Trying, alongside our farm and business and mothering 4 children, I first had to make the committed decision to do it and ditch the maybe one day attitude, because the idea had been sitting with me for years before I actually started to write the book with conviction after making this decision that I don't really know how to write a book. I don't really know how I'm going to go about getting this out into the world, but I've made the decision I'm going to do it. And that's the thing, you know, we can make decisions without needing to know the how. So I made the decision first. There is something incredibly powerful about a committed decision and the way it transforms you. Then I had to give myself permission to actually sit down and write it. Because it wasn't money producing or a business related thing, I had to really work on giving myself permission, which was difficult in the beginning due to my conditioning with my work ethic and my belief around being valued when I'm working, and it's only being valuable when you're working and earning money, because that's the belief system that I had. So I found it very challenging to prioritize writing over all the other things in my life that needed to be done. And because I love writing, it felt luxurious to sit and write, and a part of me didn't feel worthy of that. So that was really interesting to learn about myself first and foremost, and is something I'm still working on. I had to overcome so much fear, a lack of confidence, and build the belief that I was worthy and I could actually do it. So first came decision, then came permission, and then came actually building the habit of writing. I had to create a habit of giving myself space in my day, and I started with just 10 minutes a day because I felt like I had to kind of start small in order to not get overwhelmed or not let the fear take hold of me or the feelings of unworthiness. So over time, after making the decision, giving myself permission, building the habit, and then actually creating it as part of my schedule. And then I just over time started to feel okay about it. I built the belief. And so over time I wrote this book and it was the most incredible feeling. So in my experience, giving yourself permission is like strengthening a muscle. Start small and with time and repetition, it gets easier. And what I know to be true is that the more permission slips I write for myself, the better life keeps getting. And I have no doubt it will be like that for you as well. So find joy in allowing it for yourself. So once I gave myself permission to write my book, I built the habit, I built it into my routine. It then took on a life of its own. And I shifted my beliefs around worthiness, and I shifted my beliefs around how I use my time. And once I actually got into it, I made the choice to engage a nanny even more days a week so that I would have the opportunity to finish it, so that I could finish it. And I can guarantee you that took some overcoming my belief that I could actually pay someone to help me write a book that I didn't know was ever, if it was ever going to pay for itself. And financially, it still hasn't paid for itself in its own right, but it has been the platform. And it gave me the growth and the platform then to relaunch my coaching business, to do this podcast, to all of the experiences that have come since then. Since actually, it's exactly 3 years and 4 days since The Art of Trying. 3 years and 4 days since The Art of Trying was published. So it's just over the anniversary, which maybe that's why this feels so pertinent at the moment in my subconscious. It changed my life, and not because it's paid for itself in its own right, but because of everything else that's occurred because of it, because of the person that I had to become and the ways in which I had to grow through that process to put it out into the world. And it is one of my greatest achievements. I'm so incredibly proud of the fact that I sat there and I did it and I overcame what I needed to write it. And it hasn't gone and changed the world by any means, but it certainly changed the worlds of me and for the people who've read and who've sent feedback and said that it's made a difference for them. That just means the world to me. So coming back to permission, really pause and ask yourself, where is a lack of permission holding me back? Where can I give myself permission? And I invite you to declare right now that 2023 will be the year you give yourself permission to be, do, have, and give more of what's true for you. Really sit with this as you finish the year and start 2023. And if you need someone to write you a permission slip until you feel strong enough to do that for yourself, please lean into me and into one of my programs. Come and be a part of my Glow membership or Illuminate, where you have a community of beautiful, special people, and you have my guidance and mentorship and coaching to help you start to write more permission slips for yourself until you feel ready to take over. Because it took me quite a while to build up my own confidence in writing my own permission slips and that I would feel that I felt worthy of when I started to bounce back from feeling quite lost and depleted a few years ago in motherhood. So I hope this has been helpful. Let me know how it's impacted you. Let me know what you think about this. I'm always grateful to hear from you, and I'm so grateful that you're here listening today. So go well, and I look forward to speaking to you again in episode 8, which will be the final episode for this season of the podcast until I kick back off in 2023. Lots of love and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Me Plus Motherhood podcast. If you've loved this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with other mothers. If you are on the journey of motherhood, ready to reconnect with who you are, find your spark again, and shine your light bright, head on over to bonitabench.com
or my handle is at Benita Bench on Instagram and Facebook to connect with me there. See you in the next episode.